Blog Talk Radio.
How y'all doing? This is your boy E-Max the Image, and I want to introduce you to again to the smartest people in the world. I swear, don't nobody know what they know. And what? Y'all know what it is. You got the Elder Speak Show right here, brought to you by Hood Talk Radio. It is your boy E-Max the Image, and I know you're ready for a little bit more knowledge. Now, the hot topic now that's going on is this election. Did you take care of the issues? Did you read the small print, go in there with your dictionary, and take all the time they said you had to make the proper choice, or did you let them rush you out of there and just push the button? We didn't know, because if they don't take the red light cameras down, everybody voted no.
But I thought it said you're supposed to say yes if you don't want the camera.
Look, Jeff Johnson said vote yes. Zach Reed and them said vote no, because they said, well, if you vote yes, that means they're going to get rid of the cameras, but if you vote no, they're going to keep them. So it was a whole bunch of back and forth about that. Mm-hmm.
Well, the question is, should they be there, shouldn't they? Now, they say it's for safety. I heard Mike White said, well, it's for safety to protect the community. And the next thing he said is, well, if the cameras go, 80 policemen have to leave. Well, my question is, so it's not about the economics? If you hired 80 policemen and you're saying they're going to leave, which the implication is that we are going to be less safe, what is going to, next thing going to be, Ebola is going to hit Cleveland, Ohio? Is that the next scare tactic they're going to use? I'm all for safety. But my problem is that, one, they're sneaky, and two, the cost of $100 is nothing but going into the coffers.
Yep.
And I can tell you, I voted yes. Take them down. Put the officers on there. If you need the officers, then either raise the taxes or change your budget around to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I voted yes, too.
Question is how to raise. That's not the only thing they raise. How do you like paying a fee to go to a park, a state park, Edgewater, and the like, when you paid money to the people who run the park? It's getting to the point that the easiest way to get money is to put some fee, license fee on it, or some tax. I looked at my water bill lately, and they got some pollution control. They got sewer control. They got clean water control. Now, it says Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District. I live in Cleveland. I ain't seen anything built here. But if you go to Westlake, where they're doing Crocker Park, and they're extending the highway, which means you got to have the drainage, that's where I see the things being done. Well, sounds to me that should be a special levy for that. But that's the way things go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we paying for the water. We run all out the fire hydrants. And they want to clean it out.
Well, the question is it not only that, but what about all the breakage that you have and the water mains breaking because they're about 500 years old? Which no one replaces until they break. And then God knows how much water you lose in order to repair. And knock, knock, it's becoming wintertime. It's going to be interesting when they break and it goes off the street and you got to deal with the ice.
It's always
unfortunately, what we have is we're going to have to change up the nature of our government. We're no longer going to be having the big city with the sprawling suburbs because you can't afford it. You can't afford the fire. You can't afford the police. Something's going to have to be regional. And you can't duplicate. Have you ever thought that Ohio, and I don't know where you're at out there, maybe Minnesota, God knows Texas, but we have 88 counties. Now you tell me why we need 88 counties. There's no people. You tell me when was the last time you went to Coshocton? When did you go to Niles? When did you go to Circleville?
Two?
And what? Apparently, you don't have anybody in prison because you go to Lucasville, you hit Columbus and go south, and you hit Circleville. You know, it used to be a good spot for the Kenny Kings until he stopped letting you bring food in. You might remember the good old days. But my point is, every one of them has a county commissioner, a county auditor, a county this, a county that, a county engineer, and they're being paid.
And I don't see it because I don't see the population and I don't see the taxes.
So if an average Joe hit one of them big lottoes like Powerball or Mega or something, then they can go and buy a little town and get paid?
I don't know about that. The whole point is getting paid. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you put in the state taxes,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of those things are paid for by state, that they give out the resources. You got 88 counties. Think about it. If they're making 50, 60, 100,000 or whatever it may be, times 88 times 5, to do what? With a population that may be in a county of 100,000, when Cuyahoga County is 1.5 million, Lake is 1.2, and you're taking care of somebody in rural Appalachian, Ohio, Marietta, you know?
No, they don't have a lot of people.
No, they don't have a lot of people. Which goes to the whole thing about this country. Expanding it because it is election day, and I don't know where you're at. I know I got tired of the ads, and I'm in Ohio, and it was a done deal. But the point of the matter is that how does somebody in Montana, two senators, control what happens in this country when there are more moose in Montana than there are people? There are more people in Cuyahoga County, probably in the whole state of North Dakota. But yet still, they have two senators who can block anything that's being done, and they let you tell you what your values are supposed to be. I pose a question to you once again when talking about election. And Alaska is supposed to be one of the things that they turned the Senate. I dare anyone to call in and tell me what do they produce in Alaska other than oil, fish, and snow.
Man!
They don't grow any crops. They don't manufacture anything. But yet still, you got this woman coming down to the lower 48 telling me what my values should be. Now, last time, I'm telling you, I was through. When she looked out a window, I don't know if she could see Russia, but I sure saw the moose walking down Main Street. You can't tell me anybody got mooses walking down Main Street can tell me anything about how I should operate and what's happening in this country and within the world. I just don't see it. So here again, that's where we situate on the. I tend to ramble, but just thoughts will be thought about. Whether it's local or whether it's national, it come up to the same thing. Parochial ideas about people want to go back to a time. It's no longer the horse and buggy. Travel is here. Everyone is available. And no, transportation-wise, you're just not going to get it. Okay? You can't go back. You got to move forward. And other countries are doing it, and we're going to be left.
What do you think about this rule of law initiative?
The rule of law and what?
Initiative. You know, it used to be democracy.
Well, you see, that's what the problem is at. You got a lot of black Republicans now. You got a lot of people that's black Republicans. My problem with this election and everything that's going on is that a lot of people are not fully aware of how it is that Barack Obama got his seat. That was already ordained. It was already planned. People have been living out here decades and decades and crying and begging to get somebody decent in there. And so finally when God put somebody up in there, then you got the people, the little Tea Party and all the little cute people thinking they can do something to back it up. But twice they tried and it didn't work. Now the newest thing is that they want to try to go to impeach him. They're not going to be able to impeach him. He's going to be able to finish out his term because it's already ordained thing. The problem is that we don't want to get up and go vote. We want to sit at home and cry about what didn't happen here, what didn't happen there. Obama can't do nothing unless he got a Senate to back him. And if you keep giving him all these dingbat Republicans, what are you going to do? And then the first thing come out of people's mouth, well, President Obama, he didn't do nothing. Who do you thought did it? It wasn't Kasich. Kasich, I say that Kasich ain't saved no jobs in Ohio. He's not going to save no jobs in Ohio. He don't care nothing about Ohio. All he think about is moving ahead. And you got people that's sitting around here at home on their butt talking about, well, ain't no need to going out and doing nothing. Those are the same people when things go haywire and they check don't look right and they get laid off or the company gets shut down.
Well,
move out town.
Witnesses, they don't like to vote. But they'll be sitting up there waiting on that check.
Yeah, well, of course. And, and it's a lot. If you ever went to see any of those conventions when they have here for Jehovah's Witnesses, the whole downtown is lit up. These people walking 5, 6, 7, 8 blocks to go to a convention for the Jehovah's Witnesses, but yet still they're not capable enough to go out and vote and make sure that things go right in the world. They just want to do what they want to do. So, you know, until these people realize that you got to have a democracy in order to have something going here. The president has got to have people that's going to work with him. And I'm sure that he's at the point where, well, if they don't vote nobody in there to get me to get enough for them, what can I do? You know, but then you got the people that want to always complain and say this, that, and other, and what he is and what he ain't doing. And y'all probably 99% of the people that don't even go and vote. You eligible to vote when you get 18, and by the time you vote, you 25 and you sad. That's a doggone shame. That's a shame.
But look how long it's been going on. How long we've been struggling trying to get in.
But that's what
vote.
I'm saying. They don't understand.
I mean, they were sicking dogs on us.
Exactly. And they might well be sicking dogs on us now, the way they're taking our vote away right in our face.
Yes.
You know what? I mean, they ain't sicking the dogs on us. They ain't watering us down with the water holes and everything.
Way.
That's right. They're just doing it a different way. They're doing it a different way, and it's working for them because they got so many lazy people between the age of 25.
Well, they're making it easy now because they're sending the ballots to your house. All you got to do is ask one. They'll send
That's
it
not
right
making it easy.
You. I'm talking about making it easy for you to vote.
For who to vote?
Anybody that
Well, even if they send the ballot to the house, you got a bunch of lazy people going to get that ballot and lay it on the table somewhere.
That's true. That's true.
They're going to lay it on the table. They do not understand what it takes in order to be in a democratic world out here and survive.
Unfortunately, let us not lose fact of the fact that in this country, roughly about 14%.
That's true.
Hispanics are about 12%. There's about 8% in ages. Add it all together, you may get to 25 or 30%. But there's another 70% that's out there. And as I said, for you coming in, that 70% lives in Grafton and Coshocton and Niles, places you may have never heard of or gone to. It's called farm country.
I heard
of it. Hold on.
Well,
hold on. Let me say this.
I know what you're
Well,
about.
Whether they're rednecks or not, you're characterizing that. But they,
yeah.
But they have a whole different way of how they think. Now,
exactly. But how did Obama get in?
Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about we only got 30%
no.
of minority? He didn't just make it in with 30%.
What I'm saying
is
the presidential election goes through the country. And there's a popular vote. Okay. The majority of people in this country are, I would say, live in the cities. But the cities don't necessarily populate the country.
Well, hold on.
Well, Ohio, he definitely
That's
did.
What he, wants.
He did it because of the fact he got votes, not only in the city, but in some of the smaller cities. If you think about Ohio, there's 5 cities. There's Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Toledo, and Dayton. The rest of it is rural. If you go out to Iowa, there's nothing but Des Moines. If you go to Montana, there's nothing. And he lost in Montana. And he lost in Nebraska. And he lost in Kansas.
But did he
hold
win?
On, hold on.
Did
talk,
he win?
Hold on, but it doesn't make a
did
difference. Wait, hold on. He won, but in 6 years, he's done nothing because the people from Montana, from Nebraska, from Idaho have blocked him because the nature of this country in the Constitution allows one senator to hold up judicial nominations and legislation. And they can require 60% vote. And if they can't get that, they can't go forward. Now, that's the problem. And you're not going to change it.
I'm not trying to change. What I'm trying to say is that even though he had a lot of that in the way, Georgia birth certificate and all that drama they put him through, the man still has done a lot. He's done a lot of what he's been able to do without dealing with the Senate. But right now, if these people don't understand now, his last year is going to be next year. If they don't put people in there now that he can work with, he's going to go through this next year
not
being able
happen.
To do that. Well,
it's
I'm
not
going to
happen.
Say that.
You get, I'm going to tell you because it has. You have a house that's full of Republicans in gerrymandered districts. Marsha Fudge will win 95% of the votes in her area. Kucinich won 95%. They split up his ward where it went all the way to Toledo and got Copter and took the other portions and put it in Geauga County. The House controls the purse strings. They're the ones that put in the spending bills and with the spending. If they don't approve it, you don't get it. This, I'm trying to tell you, the problem we have now, it's been gerrymandered. So the same people get in, and the districts are so rigged that once you get in there, give me a typical example. The guy's under, what they say, 20 counts of federal indictment, and he's winning by 19% in New York, because that's his hood. And you don't get him out of there. And he's got a federal indictment. In fact, what they're saying, which is so ironic, is there was the one of the newspapers said, let's put the Republican in there, because if you do that, then he'll go to jail and we'll have an election where we get some decent people because the Democratic person is retarded. My point is, and that goes to the general thing, if we can expand this out, surely people don't vote. But when you see who are running and who's in there and what they do, there is some concern about why people don't vote. You got a woman out in Iowa talking about she grew up castrating pigs. So when she gets to Washington, she knows how to cut out the pork. A pig? Most people ain't seen a pig, let alone castrate them.
But
she's a senator.
I know you got a lot of people in there have that.
Ain't no lot of them. You got the majority.
Right. They talking ugly. They talking nasty. They saying what they want to say to the president. They calling out names and just that and other. And nothing is being
that
done.
Is the
but
two
the only
party.
Thing about it but, is that he is standing strong. He's standing strong. Now, if he hadn't had no drama all the while he was in there. But here it is. You come over 2014 to last year. All of a sudden, you got people climbing over.
When
fence,
didn't he have drama?
He ain't had,
he
no
had drama since the day one.
Yeah, but
the
I mean,
day he got his inaugurated.
Yeah,
the day after he got his inaugurated, it came out. The Republican said, we're going to make him a one time.
People crawling over there. All of a sudden, the security all of a sudden got stupid. They ain't got
to
try to make
Now you got to leap this. I don't know if I can.
I believe it because I just think that it's so unfair. All of a sudden, now everybody's climbing the fence. These people are climbing the fence. They make it into the White House. They make it in the right there where he at. There's a whole bunch of unnecessary drama that's going on.
But
listen,
let's
step in there for 1 minute. It was the lady got on today. She said that she wants to know if people felt that she was racist. Because when she see Mexican, Hispanics, white people, and all these different races, she has this really dislike for them because she just can't stand the fact that they walking around with their little green car and they walking around with their food stamp car and going on and does that make her racist? My whole thing is that, no, you're not racist. You just cuckoo. The problem is that if you're so jealous that because they have an EBT car and a green car, she should quit her job and become unemployed and needy like they are, and maybe she'll be happy.
So they've been doing that.
She was so ugly today about how she can't stand and look at these people and that people, and she wanted to know did that make it seem like she was racist.
They used to say that when we go into the.
But this lady was black.
We went down
this lady is black.
We
went down to South Carolina once, right? And tell me that the lady didn't get mad because a girl was in there and bought a couple of steaks on her food stamp. And she was talking about how she was saving up her pennies to buy food for her house. If she had wanted a steak, she could have saved up her food pennies and bought a steak.
Exactly. That's what
but
I'm saying.
But she didn't. She was angry because...
Right. So that's why
what percentage does it get to where there's more people receiving federal aid than there are people working to pay the money to give them?
It's getting bad. It's already.
It's always been bad, but the whole thing
about it. No. Good question. And I'm not going to go back there. Because that is the extreme.
But
let's
I don't
go
know
back
percentage.
Because I'm going
to
change
you can't prove how she said that I don't think they deserve to have the cars because they haven't paid their way. How you know they haven't paid their way? She don't have no proof that they ain't paid their way.
You can find any one individual you want to. But I'm talking about pure economics. How much of the population do you get to that's receiving assistance, whether they need it or not? Hold on. That the other side, because the money got to come somewhere, you just can't print it up.
Mm-hmm.
There are taxes that go into it. There are taxes paid by people who work. And let me tell you, and this is something you better be aware of, and I'm not saying it's fair, but 40% of your money goes to taxes. When you think about federal taxes, Social Security, Medicare, state, local, county, all the other taxes. And I'm going to tell you, when you get a dollar raise working at McDonald's, Walmart's, Giant Eagle, that dollar, when you're paying 40% of it to going into taxes, doesn't do nothing for you. And I'm going to tell you, whether you're white, black, or whatever,
green, yellow,
people are starting to resent it. This is becoming, in this country, and listen to me, more class warfare than it is racial. Now, you can talk about Hispanics and this, that, and other, but you have a Hispanic who came here and are successful, even if it's Pancho's Taco Warehouse.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Understand.
Even if
she
it's mainly
like
Chinese restaurants.
She shouldn't judge.
But my
like
point is, she can. Nobody cares about it.
Right.
But Ming Ling and Paco is sitting there seeing the taxes that they're paying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get tired of paying those taxes. Now, where the perception is, which is incorrect, that people, that 47% that Romney said, are supposedly sitting back on their butts and being lazy and not getting a job, I think is totally unfair and totally unreal. Because, coming back again, there are just not any jobs here.
Yes,
people have to work two jobs to make ends meet. Now, I'm telling you, those people working those two jobs ain't interested in giving their money to nobody.
Yeah, but
I don't care what color they are
or
what they serve.
But in the way the world is now, yes, you might need two jobs. So if you need two jobs, if you think about the way our ancestors had to live, they
whoa,
were.
Living wage.
Yeah, I know what a living wage is. I know what a living wage is.
When you get somebody working 40 hours a week at Walmart, but still has to, and think about this, get food stamps or assistance in their housing. Who do you think gives that money up? Somebody who's working a better job, making more money. They should have a living wage. There's no way in heck nobody's making no money.
You can't get a living wage because they want to back Obama up to get it.
Oh, they back Obama ain't getting it. They can't get a minimum wage.
Because
nobody's backing them
up.
Watching TV normally every in the middle. How many commercials you see about about cars? The big cars. You even got things. Oh, yeah. What is it? They got so and so cheap. So buy them.
Yeah.
Got the little girls out there. Somebody's buying those cars.
Of course they are.
Okay. Well, if they buying their cars, then somebody's either making that money or paying that payment. Now, I'm going to tell you, we can bring it full circle. Let me put this on you. I guarantee you, if you sat outside on Glendale and looked all day long, the majority of people that's going to be riding in a decent car are going to be females. The guys are going to come by with the Humvees and the things bopped up, but the ones who are riding in the what do you want to call it? Well, not only that, the Toyotas, the Hondos, the skates, all of the Ford discs, they are female. Why? Because they're paying that note.
That's
the,
right.
The guys ain't. Well, but then again, we get into that. And I don't care what it
females
is.
Females out here work hard to get what they want. Men don't just work just
but
enough to get a little something to keep you going.
Joe,
no?
But then you start talking about the difference between the sexes. And what I'm saying is, this country is so complicated. It's not race. It's not a class. It's also gender. All you hear about, let me tell you another thing, and this election's gone through it. You got more women running for senators and representatives and everything else. I tell my clients when I did practice, I said to them, first of all, 80% of the judges you're going to face are female.
What's wrong?
Hold on. So when you come in there and you say, are you working? Oh, yeah. Well, who you work for? My uncle. What do you do? Landscape. Painting.
Okay.
Construction. Oh, no, no. Okay. No, let me finish.
My first thought is, who's going to be at home with the kids?
But who's getting
them
those
kids
two jobs?
The women.
Right.
And then
that's my point. What's wrong with that is the fact that the guys, like I tell you, come in the court and that when they're making that money, it's on the table and they're not paying child support.
That's what they want. They want to get
my point is, Joe, but that point goes
there ain't
to
no real men.
I don't, but I'm
that's
saying,
what I'm saying. Back
wait,
the
hold on. We go back to the day we got to look at 2014. We got to go to 2000. And my point is, when you look at those men, they're white, black, I didn't have a Hispanic. They some of them have even education. They're guys who refuse to work because they don't want to pay child support.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's
what you exactly. Because what they're not paying, I'm paying.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
At some point in time,
you do it. I don't know. I still say it's men.
Let's see if we have a caller on the line.
Good evening, 216-804. You are on with the elders. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, this is Al Porter calling in to give much respect, first and foremost, to the elders. I appreciate the conversation this evening for the simple fact that I remember far back, and to wrap it up real quick, I remember like, wow, maybe 1976 to 1987, my mom worked like two jobs and still managed to make a way to come down to Moses Cleveland, then Robert Fulton, then Jameson Junior High to be on the citywide student dropout prevention committee, put a foot on my neck and make sure I was doing my schoolwork and everything like that. So sometimes I look at the fact that some of the parents who are, quote unquote, in my age group of, I'll say, I'm 45 now, to even younger, they're not cut like that to be able to or maybe want to reach into themselves and be able to do some of those same attributes and things like that. That's just my opinion, because I feel like there was one time when there were three daughters and I made sure I worked at a factory. And the one who was in elementary, middle school, and then high, they were doing pretty well for that. So I didn't find any excuses so much. I mean, living wage could have been more at the factory job because it was bare minimum, but it was just like the no complain factor to set that example. So I just wanted to say that's a very interesting conversation. You just made me think a little bit. Caused me to go hug my mom later on tonight.
Okay, well, we thank you. We appreciate that because we appreciate you coming in like that and thinking about that because, that's my my whole thing is that I'm Joe. My whole thing is that even though we don't go back, this is a new 2014, my whole thing is that I'm looking back as to what the elders did way back and up to now. Of course, it's a different situation, a different situation. But like you said, your mother put out to make sure you had what you needed and do things. And that's where the strongest in the family comes. Somebody's got to be dependent enough to say, we're going to make sure that we survive out here.
If I may, and again, obviously, thank you for coming, but if I can just touch base on a couple of things that you're speaking of. Much of what you speak of is what is instilled to you as a value, okay? And the value of hard work, sacrifice, and achievement. That achievement, I'm sure your mother did that so that you could succeed and get better in what you do. Now, my problem is, as we do that, too many people are not taking that on. As Joe said, she goes back to the forefathers and the people before who did that. But the problem is, our young people are not taking that up. While they are, the things that you set and set out, Joe, stuff that you set out, by the same token, all you have to do, especially with the modern convenience, is go on and see on MTV that they have a show where the guys, and since you live in Cleveland, I'm sure you've seen it, are on the three-wheelers and on the bikes, running down the street, all over the place, running over folks, and you, that is not something that you want to aspire to, and too much of it. And then to a certain extent, maybe it's the fact that being within the society, we've taken upon that which is in society, and it necessarily isn't what's good. And we've lost what we need to do in terms of what our parents taught us. And so, therefore, I commend you on what you do. I just would like to see it continue and more people take on the responsibilities that they create. If not, we're going to go down the tubes.
And I must say, we had role models back then. We had actual men that were stepping up to be men. We don't have very much of that now. When you go into schools now, you very seldom see any men teachers. You don't see men in the roles that make these young men out here look up to them. They've taken away the shops, the mechanics,
all kind of things in the schools that children used to learn how to do to prepare themselves when they got older. Now all they do is stand on the corner, walk up and down the street. They don't even know how to get a skill to get a job. So it's going to be very hard if these women out here working two jobs at a time and you raising a house full of boys and can't teach them how to be men because you don't know how to be men. It's very hard.
If I may add to that, one of the things that happens is you point up, particularly when you talk about shopping and the like, I think, generally, you're talking about giving young people skills. When you had shopping, I know, and I made the tie rack for my mom, I made the spice rack and those things. You had the use of your hands and you had a sense of accomplishment. But this world has changed. It's gotten to everything is unionized, everything is this, everything is structured. And until we get back to the point where you can do it, my kids, it's amazing how if there's a leaky faucet, they don't know where the wrench is to take it out. If you have to nail up a board, they don't know how to do it. I don't know what the solution is going to be because everything that's glorified is something that happens in the computer, is something that's an idea that doesn't create actual things. It isn't making a table. It isn't making a lamp. It isn't doing the couch. What it is, it's some theoretical thing or some conversational thing. What is this stuff? This will go up the side. This fake money they got now. This, what's it called? Virtual money?
Yeah.
How do you,
but back in the day, the young men used to get up when it snowed and go out there up and down the street and make money shoveling snow. They used to cut people's grass. They don't do that anymore. Their only heroes they got now is what they see on TV wearing all kind of bling bling and seeing all disrespected women calling them all kind of names on TV, women shaking their butts all up in their face and dressing like we only knew the prostitutes used to dress. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But if I can go to that, just taking one thing she's speaking of, things like paper routes, things like carrying groceries. Paper routes were taken over by people, adults. And instead of having a communal thing where people would go, and that my route was 5 or 6 streets, you now have now people who take over neighborhoods. Now, a lot of that comes from the fact of what has happened in society. When I say that, the loss of people having being jumped on, things happen on people's property, the publishers or whomever is out there doesn't want to take on that liability. It's amazing now what you have to do. You want a true example is, I don't know if you can sell lemonade without getting a license because somebody's afraid that it's going to be tainted or something's going to be put in it. And then if somebody does anything, if it's sour too much, then they're going to want to sue somebody. It's just gotten to, and I understand everybody says when it goes back, but this thing has gotten so complicated that many of the things we did that instill some of the character traits that we like to see are no longer there. They're globalized and they're minimized.
Well,
and it's a sensationalistic.
Guess it back on what he was thinking about the lemonade. Now, I've seen a lot of lemonade stands for kids out there. You really see them and hear about them when they're doing something that's detrimental to help somebody that's sick or something like that. You see the lemonade stands or the Kool-Aid stands there out there. Now, you were talking about how your mother did and worked hard to bring you up to a point where you knew you had to be a strong man when you were out here. How do you feel about watching your mother have to work like that?
Oh, wow. At first, I didn't think anything much about it until I would say like the age of 17. And once it started to dawn on me then, it caused me to want to be a much stronger, I'd say, male figure to set an example around children because I wasn't too happy with that one when it dawned on me. But I was very thankful at the same time that By her working, she instilled in me to go out and do things like cut grass and do certain other things to earn my own money rather than just hand it over, I guess, because she, my uncle, and aunt, they came from a generation of, they work. So to answer your question, though, no, I didn't feel that good about it after a little while, and I felt like that was one of my main things, that I didn't want to set that type of example coming up.
Okay, and listening to what you're saying there is understanding, because even though your mother worked and your mother brought you up, thinking about what you're saying, you were brought up at a point where she was teaching you different things that you need to do as far as the man. Although the man was not in the house to do the thing, your mother still, you know, a lot of people say, well, you can only be a mother, you can't be a man and a mother. But it's the way you bring your children up to make them understand what being responsible as far as a young man or how to treat a young lady. It's not always that women can't bring young men up to be men, but it's nice to have a man figure around. But
yes,
what your mother did was show you how to be responsible and prosperous. And as you grew up and understood what she was doing, you were able to see that in order to do the things that a man should be able to do, you should be able to be a little bit more responsible. And a lot of these young men out here need to hear that and understand that, because the only thing they know is sagging pants, a bankroll in their pocket, and when they get older, get about 17, 18, the first thing they're going to say is that, well, I ain't got no, I don't have no career, I don't have nothing, because the right man didn't make you do nothing. You have a choice. You have a choice to decide to be for real, or you have a choice to be out there running the street. So when you make that choice to be out there and jump the fence for somebody else, then that's the choice you make, and that's what you have to live by.
And then you got to look at this also. Back then, it was no problem for a parent to discipline their child.
Right.
But
right.
Now, you in jail for disciplining your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they'll take them to jail and then turn them out, and they'll be worse than if they had gotten disciplined.
Right, right. And on that part, what I always say on that part, I know how our mother brought us up,
yeah.
And I know if you're going to call the police and say, my mother whooping me, I'm going to tell the police, come on and get me, because I'm going to whoop that butt until you get
right
here. And when they come, I'm going to whoop them again, because they ain't going to come up in here telling me what they is and they
don't. They had to do me like that. They told me, well, if you can't handle it, we can take your kids downtown. I said, what? I went and started packing up the kids' clothes and told them to take them. I packed their clothes up and told that lady sitting in my living room to take them. She did not take them and told me anything I needed to call her for. When I called her, she changed her number. So, hey, Eric, you remember that?
It's definitely a different thing than them, but
it's different.
Again, as we said, we appreciate your calling. Maybe you can talk to some of your people that you know, trying to hook up on the line and check us out. We're here every Tuesday night from 7 to 8. And
Thank you so much.
The way we understand it.
All right, and have a safe one. Thank you all.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yes, y'all. We're going to take a few minutes and just have a little break. Get a little music going on for a second while we compose ourselves. We learned a lot tonight, and we're going to learn a few minutes more. We got 12 minutes. So let's get into a little bit of music. We'll be right back.
You know, but see, there again goes in the system. And the system, by its nature, is such that it's going to fail. That whenever you try and put in this system, I don't care about kids, anything else, and have an expectation that it's going to function or the way it should, it's not going to work.
No, because they don't want to be responsible. They don't want to be responsible for the kids.
Some of them don't know. Just like the lady came over here.
You see, that whole thing, if they don't know, and they've been given a job.
Talk to Stoney, right? First thing she said to me, now I've been had Stoney ever since he was 2 years old. She had the nerve to tell me, I think he just have to adjust to the school. They took him out of Sunbeam where he was getting an IEP in a classroom with only about 10 kids. And I wanted him to go to Max Hayes because maybe he can learn how to use his hand and build something and make something. He's having a little hard time adjusting over there. They can't make me believe that sometimes the teachers don't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. She told me, well, I don't understand the way that he is talking to me and the way he is at home. It's altogether different than the way the teachers was writing about him. He don't seem like that at all. Of course he ain't. There are some times when people get normal people, supposed to be normal, can wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or a child can just rub them the wrong way, and they decide automatically this child is defiant. I don't like this child.
Right, and you're right about that.
So every time you turn around, one of the teachers was going down the hallway because he was walking slow. That's the way his gait is. He walks slow. And she was taking pictures of him with her camera and telling the people he was being defiant. He wasn't being defiant. That's him. But she didn't want to accept him as he was. She wanted him to be what she wanted him to be.
Right, right.
And I'm not going to go for that because that's not the way he is.
Okay.
And you can't make him be the way he is. I had him ever since he too, and he's just like he is now, even growing up. Come on, give me a break. I wanted to go over to the school so I can look in her eyes so that she can talk to me and try to intimidate me like she was doing to him. I ain't never seen a child that gets suspended over 85% of their school years. School just started in August.
Right,
suspended.
Right.
Every time they saw him, they were suspending him. Why? They just didn't either like the way he looked or like the way he spoke. So I want to go over there so they can look at me. I look the same as him.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak even a little more aggressively to him because he's very seldom. So he was an easy target.
No, you got the kids.
I ain't that easy.
Right. You got the kids in school needing positive. And if the teachers think that they can keep getting over with it and doing what they're doing because the parent ain't coming to school and the parent ain't calling doing that, then they're going to continue to do that. But when a child has a parent or somebody that's there,
that's
let them know that
I'm
not an easy
pushover.
The
counselor got it written down on paper. I don't see it. The psychologist at the school was calling me all the time, and she might not agree with my findings, but I don't see what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. We got people
what I have to do. I have to go over my head to somebody else that she's supposed to be on the same level with to talk to.
Right. Well, you got the people that went to school and got their bachelor. Yeah, some of them already got bachelor. I know.
I'm trying to make an agreement with you.
What I'm trying to say is that just because they have a degree, they think they're special in that area. They know everything. But when those people are given a job because the school wants somebody to hurry up and get this position filled. So they don't even investigate. They don't even do background checks on some of these people. That's why you got all these crazy people out here.
They just think they talking to just on me, and I'm got to talk up to their level so I get somebody on their level to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all got any closing remarks? We got about a minute left to go on the show.
Closing remarks? You mean we were on the air?
there for an hour now. Oh, wow.
Well, my closing remark is that I want to thank everybody that's out there listening, and I hope that next Tuesday when we come on, that we get a few more phone calls with some more people out there that understand what we're saying or have some opinions about some of the things that we said, or maybe you have some questions that you might want to ask us.
Or some advice.
No way. I agree with everything they said.
Oh, man. Well, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed the show tonight. We had a great time. And until next time, it's your boy E-Max. We have Joe, Mr. John, and Miss Chris. The Elder Speak Show, y'all. Alright? So, y'all be cool. Until tomorrow night, with Hood Talk Radio, it's your boy E-Max. All right,
we're going to go out with a little bit.
Now I see
what
he said. Hey, 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 hey.
Elder Speak. Ooh, yeah.